We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everyone? Welcome into the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island, official beer of CHGO. I'm Kevin Kadick, head of content at CHGO, joined by Herb Lawrence.
Hello.
Not great news. It's a very sad day in Chicago. Thursday evening, I just got word within the last hour. I heard some rumors, and they were confirmed. A statement from the Chicago Bears is coming shortly. Dick Butkus, Chicago Bears legend, died today at the age of 80. The news was first reported and confirmed by TMZ. He apparently had a medical emergency at his home in Malibu, or at a home in Malibu, and personnel responded, and apparently he was pronounced dead right there. So pretty shocking news as we head into this Bears game against Washington. Really puts a somber tone over everything. And I don't really think you can understate this. I mean, this is an absolute giant, titan, legend, whatever superlative you want to attach to Dick Butkus, you're going to attach to him. So what's your immediate thought, Herb?
Just feel for his family and the immediate Chicago Bears family who watched this man do what he did on the field and then his post-football career, which was also just as successful. So thoughts are out to his family. The one that I knew, not personally, but in passing, is Luke Butkus. I think his nephew, who was Packers, I think the offensive line coach, who played at the University of Illinois, just like his Uncle Dick. And so, I mean, when you think about Chicago Bears football, Dick Butkus is probably one of the top five names you think of, if not top three. And just think about all the things, even for your person like myself who was born in 1978, so I didn't see him play one single down. When I went to college, I went to high school, Wheaton North, one of our things was, if you got a good hit, it was called a Butkus hit. Literally, you got a sticker, it's like, oh man, it's a Butkus hit right there. The award for the best linebacker in college football is the Butkus Award, because that man established himself as a dominant force when he played in college, dominant force when he played in the pros. NFL Hall of Famer, great actor. I mean, and the younger people who might know him as from his later Twitter presence, where he pretty much was good at roasting people and saying what's up. And he was a very vibrant, like his post-career was definitely different than his actual career, where people were just absolutely afraid of the man on the field. He was a teddy bear off the field. And it's very sad to see that Dick Butkus is no longer with us.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about just kind of his stature. One, I would say he's inarguably on the Chicago Bears Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
It's George Halas, it's Mike Ditka, it's Dick Butkus, and it's Walter Payton.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you make an argument for Gale Sayers maybe replacing Ditka. I don't know. Probably not. We're not arguing about that right now. I honestly can't believe this news. I mean, it's just kind of talking about like how bad it's been for Bears fans these last 4 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it's been. And then to have this put on us right now, it sucks. Like, and he's 80 years old, but he was at the first game against the Packers. He was out on the field. So, you know, it seems like this was a sudden thing. We don't know a lot about it, but yeah, I mean, Teddy's jumping in the comments there. He says, as if Bears news couldn't get any more depressing. And I completely agree. You know, the thing about Dick Butkus, too, is like you want to talk about your Chicago products. He was the Chicago product.
Yes.
He was a star at Chicago Vocational on the South Side. He went to the University of Illinois, where they've got a gigantic statue of him there. I think you could probably make the argument that there should be a statue outside of Soldier Field for him.
Oh yeah.
And maybe they'll you know, obviously if the stadium goes through in Arlington Heights or wherever, if they recommission statues, they already have one of Walter Payton and George Halas. Dick Butkus is probably, and Gale Sayers are probably next in line. I was also born in 1978, so I never got to see him play, but I know that this news affects, you know, my father, my uncles. I mean, the guy's been an absolute giant. And another thing you mentioned is it kind of has like that John Madden / Mike Ditka career where he's just so well known past his playing days. He was, you know, when they did that NFL 100 commercial.
Oh yeah.
In the, so you know, great. He was in there, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think he kind of stole the scene.
Yeah, he did.
So like, he's not only a Bears legend, but he's an NFL legend too.
Like if you're my age, you might remember him from, initially, the coach on Hang Time, the NBC Saturday morning show, was former Bull Reggie Theus. And then he left the show, and Dick Butkus just filled in seamlessly as a basketball coach for Indiana high school team on TV. And he was great at Hang Time and great in his post-playing career. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like John Madden, yeah, is mostly known as the video game guy instead of Hall of Fame coach, won a Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders type of coach. And Dick Butkus will be remembered for his football career more than his acting career, but younger folks like myself will more remember him for what he did his post-career. But yeah, like, the name echoes. Like, think about, he hadn't played a down since the 70s.
Right.
And everybody knows the name. Everybody. Like, that is a name that strikes fear in people's ears once they hear, like, yeah. Oh no, Dick Butkus, no sir. I mean, you can hear the old films I used to watch. It was Deacon Jones, who was himself just a terror himself, and he used to talk about, man, I wish I was Dick Butkus. That man struck fear in the hearts of other men who used to play the football game. And Dick Butkus is just like, it's one of those names I've grown up with, and you never thought he would pass. Like, you just thought he'll just be around forever. And then when I heard the news today, when you told me, I was like, whoa. Like, Dick,
I kind of hated to tell you.
Like, literally, like, I was thinking, like, he was at the reunion, the alumni game versus the Packers the first week. Mm-hmm. I literally heard a commercial he did yesterday. I think it was on 670 The Score. I was like, it's good to hear Dick Butkus back out there doing everything that he used to do, getting a little bit more shine and getting a little bit more notoriety for the person that he is, and you know, selling a couple more ads. And you know, he went away a little bit probably 10 years ago, but like, he resurfaced on Twitter and he's back out there in the public. Yeah. And I was like, man, it's good to have him back out here, and it's sad that his family has to deal with this. And like you said, he's 80 years old, so he lived a healthy, long life. But that guy is a Bears legend, a Chicago legend. Like, yeah, forget just the team. Like you said, Southsider, CVS, and Illinois to the Bears. And, like, I mean, just a sad day for Chicago. And of course, the Bears play later on tonight. I get kind of reminded, Kevin, of, and I know it's not the same because Walter died in his youth. He was very young when he died. Mm-hmm. But when he died that week, I remember the Bears played the Packers in Green Bay. And I think the name was Brian Robinson, who blocked the field goal that was going to win it for the Packers.
That was amazing.
And everybody was that was Walter.
Peter Noga just jumped in the comments. He said, forget the tank. We got to win for Dick Butkus tonight, which I definitely agree. I mean,
just
on
play
that.
With the spirit, the heart, especially on defense as Dick Butkus. Like, do that. Like, dedicate yourself to tonight. And I hope those players, you know the legacy. And I'm sure, you know, getting into the building, you know the legacy of Dick Butkus.
You have to, because, you know, the Bears are known for two things: running backs, and even more than that, linebackers. I mean, it's such a long lineage. And Dick Butkus stands above them all, whether it's, you know, Bill George or Brian Urlacher or Lance Briggs. You know, when Khalil Mack came here, Khalil Mack knew the history.
Yeah.
Roquan Smith talked a lot about the history and loved being the next great Bears linebacker. I'm sure Tremaine Edmonds, you know, likes that. It's just, this is where great linebackers play.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we love more than a linebacker.
I mean, we, like Jack Sanborn, we tried to make a star last year.
Right. It's, you know, it's incredible. I think of, like, you know, the Super 70s Sports, that Twitter account, how many great Dick Butkus posts they've had where, you know, there's that one famous picture where it's just nothing but Packers, and he literally has his entire arms, and he's like, I forgot what the exact caption was, but here is Dick Butkus tackling the entire Green Bay Packers team. And oftentimes they had to do it. So he played from 1965 to 1973. He's like Gale Sayers, in which knee injuries also hampered him. They never played in a single playoff game. Drafted the same year. Unbelievable. And they never got there.
Oh.
So it's, yeah, it's.
And also what I think about, too, in his days at Illinois, he used to play both ways. I think he was a center and also a linebacker at Illinois. And, like, just think about all that wear and tear you're doing. And he still was a dominant linebacker. Still, like, I'm just crestfallen that he's no longer here.
You talked about NFL films. Like, what does the NFL films library look like if you take out Dick? Does the NFL get as big as it does without the legend of people like Dick Butkus?
John Facenda's voice doesn't sound as crisp. The autumn winds don't sound as good without Dick Butkus strolling the center field for the Bears. I'm thinking about those days where him and Gale Sayers, like two greats of the game, drafted the same year, played their whole career here with the Bears and never tasted the playoffs. That's just how inept this organization has been for a while, but he stood amongst the greats, even on bad teams, his whole life, his whole career. And that takes some time, because they know that you're probably one of the only people. It was Dick Butkus and my guy, Doug Buffone, who also has left us.
Right.
And like,
I left out Buffone. I left out Mike Singletary. I mean, there's just so many. Like, it's
that's what they are. Yeah.
We could be here the entire time.
Yeah. And so, like, those whole teams are like, situated around Dick Butkus, and he still did damage.
William Burleson says he embodies what this team should be now. And yes, he sets such a standard for what we expect from our, you know, players. When we go out there and we see Chase Claypool, you know, dogging it, it's because, and we respond like we do, it's because we've seen players like Dick Butkus and Mike Singletary and Brian Urlacher play like that. When you think of Bears football, you think of Dick Butkus.
That whole reckless abandon, leaving it out on the field, that's Dick Butkus. When you see the old films, and I know there's, you know, some controversy about the player who passed away on the field when Dick Butkus was on the field too. Some, you know, were saying about Dick, like he might have killed somebody, but he didn't. The guy just passed away. But that was fear. That was, you know, that was thought of because Dick Butkus was that demonstrative. He hit people with reckless abandon. When he was on the field in between those lines, there were no friends. There were no, hey, how you doing? There was no picking the guy up after the play. There was, you got crushed, I crushed you, go back to the other side of the field, and we'll see you again. And then the whole things with the whole Bears teams, and Doug used to tell me, like, yeah, we sucked. We didn't have any quarterbacks. Our running back was awesome, of course, Gale Sayers. But then the next week, those teams who played versus us always lost. Because they always had a game versus us where we punished them. Mm-hmm. Because we, even though we're losing, we're going to be out there hitting people. And Dick Butkus set the tone each week. And if these players can take anything from Dick Butkus, is leaving it all out in the field. Chase Claypool, I'm glad he's not on the team. I wish he was cut. This should be an immediate cut. I mean, it should have been cut way before this. But, you know, if you're honoring Dick Butkus. I know you didn't want somebody to get kicked out, but you don't have any player on your team that doesn't give 100% effort each time they're out on the field, either the practice field or the game field.
Absolutely. A couple more comments. Region Rev says, NFL films would be nothing without Butkus. Marky Mark says, he played when it was all about winning and not money. I love looking at those pictures of him and like looking at like what kind of helmet he was playing with, what kind of pads he was playing with.
Just like wide open helmet. You could just poke him in the face if you wanted
to. It's crazy. And it to me, it was so always remarkable to see him. I mean, he obviously was an old football player, but he was still pretty. I mean, even like he had a cane a couple weeks ago at Soldier Field, but he still looked like,
yeah,
you know, for the last 30, 35 years, he still looked like he could you know, put you through the ground.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just, that's why it took me by surprise. And like the being 80, you can, you know, it's of that age where, you know, anything can happen type of things. But yeah, still, like, you thought that Superman wouldn't succumb. There was no way that can happen. And it's still just shocking to me that it's all gone. And it's like, yeah, his legacy will live on forever because we'll be talking about this man once we're gone. There'll be people talking about him. Man, I remember Dick Butkus. I'm watching the films, like you're saying, the NFL yeah, films. If you guys have a chance, go back and look at it, one of those NFL films of Bears season 1965 or something like that, or the legend of Dick Butkus, because it's just some of the things you don't get anymore in NFL football, because I miss the hard hits. I miss the reckless abandon. I miss the stuff that we get now where it gets you a 15-yard penalty. Right. Back in the day, it was just a gladiator sport.
Yeah,
and he
was the biggest gladiator of them all.
Yeah, and I know people like, well, he couldn't play in today's game. He would adjust. Dick Butkus was a smart player, not just a brute. He would adjust to today's game, too.
We're going
to
bring in Mark Carmen in a little bit here, right after this break. Got to take care of some business as we remember Dick Butkus dead at age 80 today. Very sad news as we get ready for Bears Commanders. Sunnyside is your home for judgment-free cannabis shopping. It is a place where all kinds of visitors are welcome to explore, discover, and purchase a wide array of high-quality products. Sunnyside has everything you need to elevate your football season, no matter where you are in your cannabis journey. It offers easy online ordering and in-store pickup, also a great transparent loyalty program, Sunnyside Rewards. It is Illinois' favorite dispensary. They also offer the Sunnyside House of Brand, from Mindy's to Good News to Cresco to High Supply, which is quality weed that's always available, from buds to vape carts, vape pens, flower, popcorn, shake, pre-rolls, shorties, and concentrates. Now through October 15th, head to sunnyside.shop and use code CHGO25 at checkout for 25% off your total order. That's one use per customer, not stackable with other promotions. That's not only for new customers. Anyone can use our code. Pick up everything you need to elevate your summer. Must be 21 plus or an Illinois MedCard holder. Are you in a market for a new vehicle? If you are, then we have some great news for you. Ray Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Fox Lake have just joined the CHGO team. At Ray Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, you'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and find unforgettable savings. And right now, during Jeep Adventure Days at Ray CDJR in Fox Lake, you'll be able to take up to 15% off MSRP on all new 2023 Jeep Gladiator models. That's not all. Now through so if you're in the market for a new vehicle, then you have to check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, because they are the only team we recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit Ray CDJR in Fox Lake or raycdjr.com today. Serving the community since 1963. All right, we got Karma on the line, Joey. I want to thank Joey, our producer, for really scrambling when we heard this news, put this podcast together so we can remember a Chicago legend today.
All right, here we go with Karm. Karm, you gotta center yourself a little bit here.
Yeah, Karm is on the DL tonight. He's going to be coming on pre and post game from at home. He's on the IR.
Karm, you appear to be maybe frozen. Oh, that's me. That's why.
There you are,
way
Karm.
To go, Joey.
That's me. There you go. There's Karm. Yeah.
How beautiful.
Karm, you are muted, though.
No, I am not. Wow.
There we go.
What's up, Karm?
There we go. great job, guys. Just listening to you. You know, it's just a terrible day, right? And I got to interview Dick and met him, met his son a handful of times. My brothers are 20 and 15 years older than me. So their formative years was Butkus and Sarris. Like, I've been hearing about these guys since, you know, I came into the world. So, and, you know, Dick just did a ton of great things off the field too. That, like, he was big into play clean, which you wouldn't necessarily expect from, like, I don't know. I just felt just like, wow, Dick's just, he's doing all this philanthropic stuff too. But I think, you know, for most of us here who didn't get to see him play, didn't get to go to Wrigley Field between 65 and 73, you think about NFL films, and one of the lines in there, he loved the movie Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, which I've never seen, but there's some head that comes rolling down the stairs, and Butkus gets a huge charge out of it because that's what he wanted to do. You know, perusing through his Wikipedia, just reading different quotes that people put. Deacon Jones, he didn't want to put you in the hospital. He wanted to put you in the cemetery. And, you know, and I got to do post game with, you know, Herb's mentioning Buffon. So it's his better half, you know, Obradovich, OB forever. And, you know, OB would be on the defensive line. Butkus would be coming up. And Butkus would be yelling, hold him up, hold him up, hold him up, so he could come in there and kill the ball carrier. And, you know, Obi's hanging on for dear life to try to get the guy to the ground. Hold him up, you know. But that's what he wanted. He wanted to come in there and just annihilate whoever had the football. So, you know, just obviously sad news, but also, you know, just a great man to celebrate at the same time.
Have you, Carb, did you actually have any personal interactions with Dick?
So he did a media tour a couple years ago, Kevin, and so I got to interview him, and it was like 8:15 in the morning, and I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, how's this going to go? Is he going to be awake? Is he going to be into it? And he showed up, and he was phenomenal, you know, and I just, which is what I just tweeted out about it, saying, like, anybody who got to interview the guy, you left smiling, because, you know, even at 78 or whatever he was at that point, it's still an intimidating guy, right? You could kill me. Still, I'm sure you're capable of that. But he was just, you know, as Herb was saying, just a total teddy bear. And at the time, he was, you know, he was laying in a Nagy. So that's how that one went.
So I actually, about, I don't know, 20 years ago, I was working in Kansas City, and Tom Watson had a senior pro-am down there, and Dick was one of the biggest celebrity guys, and my editor said go out there and talk to the celebrities. And of course I was terrified, because I was 22, 23 years old, and I've got this, you know, this image in my head of what Dick Butkus was. And he got done with his round, signed a bunch of autographs, and I went up to him and I said, Can I interview for the Kansas City Star? And he actually gave me the cold shoulder, and I was like, oh, I was like, okay, that tracks. But he had also been playing for, you know, probably 4 or 5 hours or whatever, and signed a bunch of autographs. What didn't necessarily want to talk to a reporter from the Star that day, but I actually kind of liked that, because that is actually the experience I wanted from him. Like, I did get stuff stuff by Butkus, but yeah, I mean, you just talk about it, like, before you came on, Carm, you know, Herb and I are just, and even you, are too young to have known and watched him play, but just the actual outsized legend of him is just always going to live on.
Yeah, and I don't know where he fits in exactly in Chicago history. We just did the top 25 list, but as far as just pure names,
8 or 9, right with Gale Sayers, I think.
Yeah, but like just the pure name part of it, right? I mean, Jordan, Peyton, Sayers, Butkus, Hull, Makita, Frank Thomas, whatever. His name is so synonymous with the franchise. Like, maybe the most synonymous of any name with any franchise in town, right? Of what you actually want the team to be. Like, that's who the Bears are.
Jared just tweeted out, Dick Butkus wasn't just one of the greatest football players to ever play the game. He was a remarkable man. He was always there for me when I needed him. Now these three Bears legends are in heaven, and he has a picture of Walter, Gale, and Dick. He says, sharing a drink, getting ready to watch the Thursday night football game from the best seats. Here's to you, Dick Butkus. Your spirit will live on forever.
It will, too. Like that is a name that's just... However, people, even the young generation, will learn that, like, that name is, it's just going to be there.
See here the statement from the Butkus family from the Bears Twitter account. Butkus family confirms that football and entertainment legend Dick Butkus died peacefully in his sleep overnight at home in Malibu, California. The Butkus family is gathering with Dick's wife, Helen. They appreciate your prayers and support. Additional information will be provided when it is available.
I love the entertainment part of it because it just makes me think of like how I first learned about him. Really, tastes great, less filling.
Yeah,
tastes great, less filling. I'd be 7 years old running around yelling that. You talk about the last 10 years. Our legends have just been hit hard. We've lost Dick Butkus, Gale Sayers, Bobby Hall, Stan Mikita, Ernie Banks, Rocky Wirtz. You know, died what, a month, 2 months ago. It's getting thin out there, man.
Here's a comment from Steve Sable, the president of NFL Films, who called Butkus the greatest defensive player of all time. A force of unimaginable proportions, he was the Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl. His career as the middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears stands as the most sustained work of devastation ever committed on a football field by anyone, anywhere, anytime. To talk about him is to drain the vocabulary of superlatives. No one played harder or better than Dick Butkus. R.I.P. to the GOAT defender.
That's a great quote. Herb, I wanted to ask you, like, where you think he fits in linebackers. I mean, to me, it's Lawrence Taylor, Dick Butkus, Derek Thomas, and Ray Lewis, really.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, in college, if you are the best linebacker, you win the Butkus Award. That's how how big his legacy is. And yeah, if you're talking about the NFL, when you talk about linebacker play, that's why he was in the commercial. 30 years after his career had ended, Dick Butkus is still in the NFL 100 commercial because his legacy still stands up to this day. Yeah, and I guarantee you're going to be hearing messages from not only Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, and the Bears linebackers, but you will hear from Ray Lewis. You will hear from Lawrence Taylor. You'll hear from other linebackers and other players in the NFL that Dick Butkus either influenced them or that was the bar that they set and that was the person they looked at as like, I need to be Butkus. That's the line. That's where I need to be. I mean, even a great linebacker in his own right, another Southsider, Ray Nitschke, looked at Dick Butkus as a measuring stick to who he wanted to be. And so,
probably a top 20 NFL linebacker, too.
Yeah, and so that is what he's leaving behind, the just excellence at linebacker. Mm-hmm. And you just can't state enough how good he was at the position. And I reiterate it. People keep on saying, like, you know, the linebacker position has changed and some people couldn't play. He could play still to today and still be as vicious as he can. Maybe not the hits, but he'll adjust to those hits and then be still an all-pro, one of the greatest to ever do it. So, yeah, he's still one of the best of all time, and all these people will give recognition. We'll see him pouring in as we speak.
Yeah. Well, and to Herb's point, like, football, I think, almost more so than any other sport, although that's probably a much more detailed argument, but you really have to compare the player to his era. And in his era, he was beyond dominant. So, yeah, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, everything today, but like that's irrelevant. It's where he was at that time. And you think about everybody that's come after him. You telling me that Lawrence Taylor wasn't watching Dick Butkus film and thinking about, I want to kick the crap out of people just like that dude? I mean, of course he was. So, you know, he set the standard out there for how you can play the position, and people, you know, took it to the next level, which is, you know, that's the beauty of the game. But, you know, in his era, I don't think anybody dominated an era at the position the way Butkus did.
Absolutely. Karim, we know you have to get ready for pregame and postgame, so we'll let you go here. But I appreciate you jumping on to remember Dick Butkus And we'll hear from you later on tonight. I hope you're feeling better too.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you getting me in here on it. It was a pleasure to be able to speak on them. So have a great rest of the show.
Awesome. We'll bring you George McCaskey's reaction to the passing of Dick Butkus right after this break. Buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. Killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. You can get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. You can get images of your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps, and you are set. So go ahead and download that Game Time app, create an account, and use code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, here's the statement from George McCaskey on Dick Butkus. Dick was the ultimate bear and one of the greatest players in NFL history. He was Chicago's son. He exuded what our great city is about, and not coincidentally, what George Halas looked for in a player: toughness, smarts, instincts, passion, and leadership. He refused to accept anything less than the best from himself or from his teammates. When we dedicated the George Halas statue at our team headquarters, we asked Dick to speak at the ceremony because we knew he spoke for Papa Bear. Dick had a gruff manner, and maybe that kept some people from approaching him, kind of like me, right? Mm-hmm. But he actually had a soft touch. His legacy of philanthropy included a mission of ridding performance-enhancing drugs from sports and promoting heart health. His contributions to the game he loved will live forever, and we are grateful he was able to be at our home opener this year to be celebrated one last time by as many fans. We extend our condolences to Helen, Dick's high school sweetheart and wife of 60 years, and their family. Ah, man. What a day. What a shitty day. That's all I got to say. We got a couple super chats here. Jason Fink says, a true Chicago Bear, an ultimate ambassador for the Bears. Just heard the news. Just as devastating in hearing about the loss of Walter Payton. RIP Butkus, bear down. Absolutely. Hotel Whiskey, $5 super chat, says Butkus on defense and Jim Brown on offense. They were the Giants from that era. For the Bears, it's Butkus, Sweetness, Sayers, and Halas. Crazy.
Yeah, it's just like, and I know, like, I keep on saying, like, I know, you know, he was up there in age, but still, it's just, I just can't believe that Dick Butkus is gone. Like, it's just like, that name, it lives forever. I thought the person would live forever, too.
Yeah.
Because literally when I saw him at the alumni, I was like, man, it's good to see Dick Butkus out there, you know. And I know he was furious after them losing to the Packers and the way they did. And he still carries that inside of him. He's Chicago all day long. Like, he grew up here loving the Bears, going to CBS, and then Illinois. Then he goes to Papa Bears, and he's like, I hate the Packers with all my might, and being there was like, and I know Dick Butkus will want these players tonight to dedicate themselves to winning for themselves, not just for them, but I, Herb Lawrence, want them to go out and give effort like Dick Butkus would.
Can we maybe
win, lose, draw, go out and give some damn effort tonight.
Yeah.
Like that man does.
Maybe at least keep the other team to under 25 points for the first time in 14 games.
Man.
That would be a start, right?
That would be a real good start. I mean, it's...
I mean, people will, like, wonder why we freak out about what's going on with it. I mean...
We're a defensive city.
Yeah. You hired a defensive coach. It's a whole different argument. By the way, I texted my dad the bad news right before we came on, and my dad's from the southeast side. He went to St. Francis de Sales.
Oh, but man.
He takes a lot of pride with Butkus being from that neighborhood. And he said his response was, tear emoji, one of the best ever, CVS alum, exclamation point. So... You know, CVS was where Chris Orich went, Jawan Howard.
Yeah, story place. My cousins, I used to kick it with them on 87th and Elizabeth. That's where they went to school over there. It's on 87th and the other side, like Cottage Grove.
Trying to look for some more reactions on Twitter that this came out.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, there's the outpouring from the Bears now that is, you know, been officially announced, and everybody's giving their tributes and saying, oh, I met Dick Butkus one time. Our own Will DeWitt sent out a text that saying like he met him when he was a child and couldn't have been nicer, things like that. You know, everybody, Adam Schefter's writing some stuff. The movie critic Richard Roper's writing both a, you know, movie status and also a football status for Dick Butkus. As somebody mentioned, he played himself in the movie Brian Song.
That's right.
Like some of the other players, like where the aforementioned Ed Obradovich was in that movie, and also Doug Buffon.
So. You said before that one of the reason that Dick Butkus was in those commercials was because his play on the field. I agree 100% with that, but also was because that dude was charismatic as hell.
Oh yeah,
right.
Like, oh yeah, like they're not just giving acting roles to him just because he's Dick Butkus. They give it to him because he's earned them.
And you had to love it, because how many people do you know that actually like look like him too? The South Side mustache, the you know, the receding hairline, just awesome.
He just looks like Chicago.
Yeah.
This is a tough day, and it's like a gut punch. Even though I didn't know the man personally, I feel for his family and what they're going through. I mean, you just heard the statement read by. You read from George McCaskey and his high school sweetheart. 60 years.
60 years. I love this one from Andy Peterson. I tried to fashion my playing style after him. I even named my dog after him. He was my hero. RIP. You will be missed, my friend. I wonder how that went for Andy, because it could not have been easy to fashion your playing style after that and stay healthy.
And if you have a dog named Butkus, I'm going away from your dog. I'm like, oh, I'm good. Your dog's named Butkus. It means he's vicious.
Doug Little says, sad day. We might call this game the Butkus game, maybe.
Hopefully.
Let's hope so.
And, I mean, I know it's unfair to put expectations on these players who, they're younger than me, so they know of the name of Dick Butkus, of course, but maybe don't have the same feeling, and they're not from Chicago for the most part. I mean, T.J. Edwards is from the Chicagoland area, so he's a linebacker like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe he has a little bit more feeling than others would, but like, it's unfair for me to put the onus on them to go out and be Dick Butkus. But that should be instilled in you when you put on the burnt orange and the navy blue. That should be the number one thing. Like, they, got beat more than they won in the Butkus times. But guess what? Butkus every time would be playing hard and making sure that people knew that when they come to play the Bears, it's going to be punishment. It's going to be painful. If you get a win, congratulations. But your rest of your season's messed up because we're out here hitting and hitting hard.
A lot of people are tweeting that picture I was talking about where he's tackling the entire Packers offense. All right. Take on the Sun.
There is. I see it. Oh, my goodness. There's at least five Packers in that frame, and he's just taking it on by himself.
I love it. Take on the Sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn, durable frames, and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. That's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, they'll send you a new one, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back. And together with our customers, Shady Rays provides much-needed support to nonprofit partners across the U.S. with Shady Rays Impact. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There is no risk when you shop. Shady Rays team always has your back. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code CHGO for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. All right, NFL is here tonight, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. DraftKings is hooking everyone up with same-day greatness. All customers can take advantage of 2 new offers every single game day. Check the app to see what you get. Download now and use code CHGO to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. That's code CHGO only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-H-O-P-E-N-Y. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, see dkng.com/football for eligibility. Terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. All right, that's totally awkward, but appreciate you guys sitting through the ads. Don't love it, but these guys are why we are able to have these studios to kind of come on and remember people like Dick Butkus when they pass away. And I'm really kind of glad we had this hour. I'm really glad that people were able to come in here and share their memories. I know that, you know, like here in the office, we have a lot of people who are younger than us, Herb.
Yeah.
And it maybe didn't hit like the exact same way that it did for you. And it doesn't hit the same way for us that it did for people older than us. But,
I think
the end of the day, people really kind of understand, you know, no matter what their age, really what Dick Butkus meant to the Bears.
Yeah. I couldn't remember
remember him and Gale Sayers getting their numbers retired in the monsoon against the Packers.
Oh, Halloween such a terrible night. Game. Oh my God. Halloween night. Was it Robert Brooks touchdown?
I think that's right. It was like just right at the beginning of the getting owned by the Packers, which sucked.
It seems like
I remember somebody offered us tickets to that game, and you know, I think we tried to talk my dad into going down, and then maybe my friend's dad, and both of them were like, absolutely not. It's like, but they're getting their numbers retired. Don't you know that we can watch it on television? And they were right. It was Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And that's what the thing is. When I remember in that, I was like, Why are they retiring Jim Morrissey's number?
We talk about the Bears misplaying things, having Jim Morrissey wear that through, you know, even though Jim Morrissey was a decent player. Yeah. Certainly not. The one question, I don't know if you know this, why did Butkus wear 50 at Illinois and then 51 with the Bears?
I don't know if 50 was taken here already. Sure at the time. Somebody who's older than I would know, but I'm not sure why he changed up to one number ahead of that one.
Yeah.
But absolutely. Yeah, 51 will be synonymous in the NFL with Dick Butkus, and 50 at University of Illinois, as you said. There's a statue that got dedicated, I think, 2019. He spoke at that when they dedicated the statue, and like the retirement of his number with the Bears, it was long past the time where he should have got some recognition. I'm glad the new administration has put in some importance into remembering the people who made the program that University of Illinois is now, and I guarantee their game tomorrow night will have some memories and some thoughts about Dick Butkus as well as tonight's game. Mm-hmm. Even though it's going to be played in Washington, D.C., I think they'll definitely eulogize Dick Butkus well tonight. And if you're going to be looking at the game tomorrow and looking for more memories and more of a college scope from them, they'll do it tomorrow night.
When D.C. Hockey had a great thing suggesting that the Bears go and wear the gray face mask. And I actually think if they go all white and do the –
oh,
I mean, they should have done it after Gale Sayers passed away.
I love the all whites.
And I know it takes a while, you know, I know it takes a while for them to affect that. But go back to that. That would be awesome.
I mean, the Illini can go back to the old school uniforms.
Yeah.
They do it every once in a while, but I don't think they are in their actual pattern tomorrow. But I guarantee they're going to have at least a patch on their helmet for tomorrow. And on the field, mm-hmm. there'll be a dedication to number 50, Dick Butkus, for the Illini.
So Paul said, worst year for the Bears ever. It's hard to disagree. The 1998 or 1999 was bad because, I mean, the Bears were terrible then. That year did get saved because they went up to Lambeau and beat them the weekend after Walter passed away. So maybe they can recover some of this today and win in his honor. Before we go, do want to do what we do every Chicago sports podcast and do the Taking Care of Business Award. And who else can we give it to but number 51, Dick Butkus, rest in power, the face of the Chicago Bears, you know, one of the faces of the Chicago Bears, and we will never forget you, Dick. So thoughts go out to his family. Thank you, Herb, for being here and stepping in. I know as the resident olds here at CHGO, we're called upon, and it's because we do a great job. We have a good sense of these things.
I know we're eulogizing and kind of sad about him, but if you think about Dick Butkus' life, he lived a full life, and it should be celebrated how great his life was. Did two careers and did them pretty successfully. Came from a city that you are from, and all the people, you go into your Twitters, you'll see the next couple days, all the outpouring of support for his family and how great of a life he lived. And rest in power, Dick Butkus. Yeah. His family, you're in my thoughts, and I want people to know that a giant has left us, but his legacy will live on.
It would be interesting. I mean, this is the sort of thing where you'd probably have a public funeral, maybe. Would it be at Soldier Field or would it be at Wrigley Field?
At least a memorial. You know, this is like, hey, come here to Soldier Field. I know he didn't play there. Yeah, Wrigley would be more apropos, but yeah, so fans can say goodbye.
Yeah,
and show the family that how much he meant to them and their upbringing. As I said, I'd never saw him play, but he affected my life greatly. Definitely.
Well said, Herb. Thanks to Karim for stopping by. Thanks to Joey for really rolling with the punches on this newsy day. We have a busy night ahead of us here at CHGO. Our pregame show is going on right now, so jump on over there. We'll have a live watch-along during the game and, of course, our post-game show. So thanks for tuning in to the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island. Rest in peace, Chicago Bears legend Dick Butkus.